Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. We are in the last Sunday of April, but next week starts May. And for those of you that may not be aware, May is National Mental Health Awareness Day. And one of my returning guests, as well as a good friend of mine, Joanna Van Tine, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. And for those of you maybe listening for the first time, and for those returning, thank you for always listening and supporting this show. Joanna Van Tine works for NAMI Northeast Region, and we're going to talk about what does NAMI stand for. But you are the Community Engagement Coordinator, as well as the Volunteer Coordinator, correct?
Correct.
And so would you like to kind of tell our listeners, what does NAMI stand for?
Sure. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's the largest grassroots mental health organization in the country that addresses things like we educate people out in the community about mental illness. We provide support groups, and we advocate for mental health, and everything that we offer is for free.
Right. And I think that's really a good thing for our community to know, is that these services, these programs, all the things that NAMI does out there is free.
Correct.
Which is really, really incredible. And like what counties, because we talk about Northeast Region, what counties does NAMI cover?
I'm proud to say we are in Lackawanna County, Wayne County, Pike County, Monroe County, and Susquehanna.
Right. And I do have to give you a shout out, Joanna. You and I have known each other since you started working for NAMI. Actually, you were a volunteer for them for a while before they actually, you know, took
That's
you
right.
on as an employee,
yeah.
right?
All my great volunteer efforts.
Yes. And you really brought NAMI to Wayne County.
I did.
Because of your passion and the need for our
the
community.
The need for it. I found the need. We had resources here, but we were lacking some things. And I thought if I could just bring a NAMI support group here, it would be a lot better for us parents who have children that were affected by mental health issues.
Right. And so although you're an educator, a volunteer coordinator, you also are a family with lived experience.
Correct. And the only way you really can volunteer with NAMI to educate and facilitate is through lived experience. That's what qualifies you.
Right. So, you know, May is, again, right around the corner. And there's a lot of events going on, right?
Oh, gosh,
sponsored
yes.
by NAMI.
Mental Health Awareness Month. That's a big one. So where do I begin? May 1st, we have a lot going on this month. So May 1st, we have a peer-to-peer eight-session class that's going to be held in Monroe County. It's for people with mental health conditions who are looking for a better understanding of themselves and their recovery. It's peer-led. It's taught by individuals with their own mental health struggles, but they're in recovery.
Right.
So that's on May 1st. May 9th at 10:30 right here at the Wayne County Courthouse, I encourage everyone to come and show Wayne County commissioners how important mental health is in Wayne County. They're going to be issuing us a proclamation to recognize May as the Mental Health Awareness Month and light up the courthouse green for
us. That's always exciting
so
to see.
So if it looks a little ghoulish, it's not. It's just because they're recognizing May as Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right. And green is the
Green's
color that
the color.
Kind of symbols mental health, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And that's what I want to, you know, point out too, is a lot of times, you know, we talk about mental health, but mental health wellness, which is so important for our community and everyone around us, correct?
Yes. And I'm so glad to be involved in a lot of the community events, and that's why they call me the community engagement and volunteer coordinator. I do go to all the engagements that I possibly can that I'm invited to, especially when it revolves around mental health. It's good to have a resource table there and let people know that, hey, come to my table, I have resources for you.
Right.
There's help out there.
And there's some events coming up in May besides
we
education,
do.
Right?
Yes, we have, for instance, the Self-Care Day. We have May 22nd, which is from 10 to 2 over at the Park Street Cafeteria in Honesdale.
Right.
That's going to be a wonderful event. We had it last year, so this is our second annual, where we have stations all around the room. We have, you know, it's It encompasses all the dimensions of wellness, the 8 dimensions of wellness. So I'll be there with my table for mental health. The YMCA will be there doing some kind of program. Mm-hmm. We have a nutrition station. We have actually a manicurist coming to do nails. We have pet therapy.
Right.
So one of the dogs will be there that do like a service dog or mm-hmm. an emotional support dog. We have a lot of things going on that day. It's going to be nice. So
right, and that's kind of overseen by the system of care, right?
I was Wayne just going to say, it's sponsored by the Wayne County System of Care. And, we all get together and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
help out that day. And it's a really nice event. If you're around, come, because everything's for free.
Exactly.
Even massages by the Lackawanna students. Or if you want to get your weight and blood pressure checked, great opportunity, because the students from the Walpack Area High School and the Honesdale High School, Wayne Highlands, will be there.
Right, which is just awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Right. And both you and I are part of the leadership team. Well,
we
are. As a family member, mm-hmm. but we're all the leadership team. So again, we, here in Wayne County, we really support each other with partnerships, which is so important.
We do.
What about what else is coming up in May for NAMI or that you want to talk about?
Well, for NAMI, we also have on May 29th, speaking of community, May 29th, we have something called Ending the Silence Family Wellness Night. It's going to be at the Cooperage at 6 o'clock. This is an evidence-based 50-minute program where the attendees are going to learn about mental health conditions through a brief presentation. We show a short video, and then we actually get a personal testimony from a young adult who describes her journey to recovery. So there's really two presentations being held that night. One for, that's geared towards youth, and then there's one geared for adults.
And they're both at the Cooperage?
They will both be at the Cooperage. It's together. We just split the room in half.
Oh, okay.
And it's from 6 probably till 8:30.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. And light refreshments.
Register for that, or is it a walk-in?
I think it's just going to be a walk-in, but uh-huh. If they wanted to call in and say, hey, I'll be there, it helps, knowing how many refreshments to
get.
Right, But, it's going to be a nice night. I mean, they discuss things about what is mental health, and we discuss some of the warning signs of mental health conditions,
mm-hmm.
the role of stigma. It's really nice if youth were to show up with their family members as well.
Right. So the parents or guardians or, just a support person can come with them, and then they can participate in the youth part, and then they'll have the adult part.
Exactly.
Right?
And both of them could learn how to seek out help.
Right.
For themselves and for uh-huh. the individual that might be struggling.
Right. So family members that
Absolutely.
May have another family member that's struggling. This would mm-hmm. be a great program for them.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
So that's May 29th.
May 29th at the Cooperage right here in Honesdale.
Okay. You also have a lot of signature programs, don't you?
We
that
do.
You provide. Do you mm-hmm. want to mention them a little bit?
Sure. So I mentioned the peer-to-peer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our NAMI signature programs. There's also the family and friends, which I've been doing a tour around libraries doing the family and friends program. It's a short 2-hour seminar, and I teach the family to family course, which is an 8-week course, and I now learned how to teach NAMI basics, which is geared mostly for parents of children 22 years and younger.
Okay.
So it starts teaching them how to recognize signs and symptoms, maybe advocate for their child at the school level,
mm-hmm.
What it means to get an IEP. We talk about a lot, and a lot of these signature programs, the first thing we do is teach you signs and symptoms and communication, because I think communication is mm-hmm. essential. If you, suspect, then you know what the signs and symptoms are, and you suspect something, you know what to do with it. You know how to advocate for it. Then it teaches you how to communicate with your loved one if you should suspect a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
don't want to be antagonizing them or making them feel like you're accusing them of things when maybe they are really struggling and you don't know.
Right. And so it's like you said, that opening up communications
and
talking
important.
With them and asking the right questions and stuff like that.
Yes,
for them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Communication skills are important.
Uh-huh.
And in the other programs, we do learn a little bit about the brain
mm-hmm.
And differences in the brain. We talk a lot about self-care. Some people don't know how to self-care. They don't know how to take care of themselves,
It's so important nowadays.
Yeah, we practice a lot of different mm-hmm. things, and they're good courses to take. I encourage anyone to do it. It's all for free.
Right. And you also do just general mental health training for community members at large, right?
Correct. Like for different corporations
mm-hmm.
and Actually, we're doing a lot at the universities, teaching the future doctors of America's, nurses of America's. Occupational therapists were a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
At the University of Scranton. That is not a NAMI signature program, but it's done through the Mental Health First Aid Council.
Right.
So we are certified to teach mental health first aid as well as youth mental health first aid, mm-hmm. which we brought to quite a few educators, I'd say over 90 of them, at the Forest City Regional School District. Back in October, yes,
uh-huh.
over 90 teachers and administrators wow. took the youth mental health first aid. So if any corporation, you know, school district, you name it, we could right. teach mental health first aid to anyone mm-hmm. and youth mental health first mm-hmm. aid, which is very good because if you're working with youth, you might mm-hmm. want to take something like that.
Right, right. Like, Boy Scout leaders or you know, teams,
church leaders,
right, or sports.
Youth groups, sports, coaches.
Yes, that not necessarily
absolutely.
Related to schools, right?
Absolutely.
Are the groups, mm-hmm. And you'd be willing to partner with a couple of them. It doesn't have to be just one because, you know, sometimes the interaction with a little bit more people, I think they're maybe maxed out at 50 or no. You can sometimes do more depending on how many facilitators
the
you have.
The classrooms are maxed out at 30.
Okay.
30's tops.
Okay.
And we could teach a class as little as 4 attendees.
Oh, wow.
As okay. little as 4, as mm-hmm. much as like 30 times.
Right, right. And I remember taking that and it was really, really...
it's so beneficial.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's, you know, usually doesn't cost anything mm-hmm. either because if we have grant monies that are given to us, we
right.
can provide for the community doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We bring the books. We bring the participant processing guides. You just got to bring yourself.
Right.
And then there might be a little test at the end that you take. Do it quick, within 24 to 48 hours while it's fresh in your brain, and you're done.
Right.
Then you become qualified. If anyone knows, they'll know what that joke means.
Okay.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you got to take the course to know what that means.
Okay, cool. Now, you do have a big event coming up. It's not quite in May. It's June 2nd. But
yes.
it's a great, you know, event. Can you talk about that?
Sure. That's going to be our 12th annual 5K. It's not ours per se. Now it is ours.
Yes.
But prior to us, having the reins turned over to us, it was the Sheila Whitman was the mom that handed over her walk, her 5K mm-hmm. annual spring run in Hawley to us,
right.
to our agency. And that's great because she always did it to bring awareness for suicide.
Right.
And we are carrying it on
mm-hmm.
by calling it now a race for mental illness. A race for mental wellness.
Right. Yeah.
And we do have tables set up there with all kinds of resources.
Mm-hmm.
For suicide prevention, for mental wellness. So it's going to be a nice event. We have it on June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's early. It's at 9 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Registration. 10 a.m. is the kickoff. We're going to have the Dunkin' Donuts truck there again with unlimited coffee. And it's free. We have a live band again. We're
mm-hmm.
going to have a basket raffle. And, it should be really nice.
But if someone wants to do the walk or the run, do they have to... Is there a small fee for that?
Well, yes. It's $15 if you pre-register.
Okay.
And that includes your T-shirt.
Right.
If you register the day of, it's $18.
Mm-hmm.
But it includes everything.
Right.
You know, you get your T-shirt. We have hoagie sandwiches afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Our fruits, our waters. You don't have to bring lunch. So
and just
nice.
The resources alone that will
yeah.
be there is invaluable,
yes.
really, when you look at all that information.
And we do have the different agencies from Wayne County that will be there.
Right.
Wayne Pike, actually. So we have the
mm-hmm.
Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative, the crisis agency, CCR
right. mm-hmm.
from Honesdale will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the veterans. So the veterans will have a table as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we only have less than a minute left. Where's the contact information for NAMI? Like, who can they call for more information? Do you have a website? Facebook
absolutely.
Page?
We have Facebook. Just go to NAMI Northeast Region. We have Instagram, which is NAMI NEPA, NEPA. We also have our phone number to the office. Just call 570-342-1047 and, you know, or just go onto our website,
mm-hmm.
NAMINEPA.org.
Right, because, I mean, 15 minutes is never long enough for you and I to talk about the information that is so valuable to our community, correct?
Correct. So much to say.
Right,
so
there is. And there's a couple more events coming up, even, you know, in the other counties, Monroe and Pike counties.
There are.
So, visit the
website, and there's a calendar for support groups. We have support groups almost two every week.
Wonderful. Yeah, which is so important. Yeah. So, Joanna, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. As always, I think the information you share with our community is so valuable.
Thank you. You always give us the opportunity.
Oh, again, this is Carol Kanaya, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.